Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Thank you, Mr. Bertrand.
Business Hype Show.
It's 1:39. I thought it was really interesting when I was reading the news today about the healthcare vote yesterday, how different newspapers were writing about it. And if you look at the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Fox News, if you look at USA Today, the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune, and you read the first two sentences of each of those newspapers' accounts, you get a lot of different information and you get a lot of different emphasis. Some of them are saying, you know, the Senate isn't going to have this. Others are saying, hey, this is like a big deal. And then others are saying, so many people are now going to die. It's a really interesting sort of broad brush. And I want to just read some of those to you after two and talk a little bit about that. I don't remember, Steve, if it was on this show or the other one I do. I think it was the other show I do. But a woman called in yesterday. Do you remember this? And she said that her daughter has a low-paying job, but it does come with insurance. She said she works at like an IHOP or something as a waitress and in the kitchen. And so she called her insurer to say, what's going to happen? She said it was Blue Cross. And the insurer said that your rates are going to go up from about $49 a paycheck to $175 a paycheck. I mean, it was a lot for this woman and her daughter. And she was shocked. And I said, I don't know that I believe this.
Right.
How could they... She called Blue Cross that day after it passed and said, what's this going to cost? And they had an answer? And she said, yes.
That doesn't make sense. And she worked for where? For a restaurant chain?
Yeah.
Well, see, that would be negotiated, and doesn't make sense to me.
Here's what I want to do after 2 o'clock, though. If you've had any conversation like this, if you have any estimation of how this is going to affect you, I want you to tell me after 2. After 2 o'clock. Meanwhile, Alice McGuire is on the phone. She's the props supervisor at the Goodman Theater. The Goodman is giving away their props. They've got too many props. You know your basement? Imagine you're the Goodman Theater. I mean, you've got things from when Stacy Keach was in town. And as awesome as it all is, you do not have the time or room or space for this. So this weekend, Saturday, first come, first serve, they're giving it away. How about that? I want some of that stuff. I don't think I'm going to get to have any of it, though. Alice, this is John, and you're on WGN. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You are the props supervisor for the Goodman?
Yes.
Oh, what a great job that must be. How long have you done that?
29 years.
Are you guys like the Smithsonian of props? Do you just have all kinds of things down there?
We have a lot of things here. Too many.
Give me some examples of stuff you got.
Well, for the specific giveaway... We're giving away a little sports car from the visit that was left over from the visit, a 1950 Chevy that we built. It's, of course, a dummy. Lots of tables from different shows. I don't know if you saw Iceman Cometh, but the stage was filled with wonderful tables from a bar. We have too many of them. I mean, what are we going to do with 20 tables? So we're giving away some of those. Did you see King Lear? When we did King Lear, stage full of wrapped up dead bodies. I think I can part with those. We have...
But let me ask you this, because I have a basement with some of those things, and you know why they're still in my basement? Because I keep thinking someday somebody's going to come in and go, hey, you don't happen to have about 20 dead bodies wrapped up, do you? Or you don't happen to have about 20 tables. So I tend to keep things... I have 100 martini glasses in case a cocktail party breaks out. How do you make that decision? Because maybe you're a theater department. You could use mummies, right?
Well, I personally need an intervention, to be honest. But we do, it's sort of a group effort. There's some things that have been here since I've been here. I've been here for 29 years. So, you know, you look at it and you're like, I'm really not going to use that again. A lot of times we give away contemporary things. So we do a new stages every year. And it's usually a lot of, you know, we do very quickly, so we have to get things that are a little less expensive and they won't hold up, which is a big factor in theater.
Yeah.
So all that modern stuff we give away, but antiques are getting harder and harder to find. So those are much harder for me to let go of. But then there's just sometimes we have like 5 vintage oak tables kitchen tables. Every time you do a show, everyone wants a different size. So we look at them and say, okay, let's give away two, or let's give away three, we'll save the other ones. So a lot of it's like practical things that people can use, but there's also things that people, you know, just things that are fun. When we did Brigadoon, we had to make all these banners that were on poles, and they were specific to what clan you're in. And they're kind of fabulous. They're like about 6 or 7 feet tall, and they have the shield on it, and then maybe like 3 feet wide. And I thought, you know, this would be a wonderful piece for somebody to decorate, I don't know, your man cave with or something. So there's, you know, the fun stuff, and then there's the practical stuff that we have.
I would imagine that you would have a lot of sofas, telephones, and doors.
I'm glad you mentioned doors, because the Scene Shop went through their entire door stock, and there are tons of doors that we're giving away. So yeah. They're also going through their blacks, their drapes, you know, things that we don't need.
Right.
The sound department sent over some equipment. The costume shop sent over some clothing. We have the electrics department sent over some lights. So there's actually something for everyone.
You don't have the helicopter, do you, from Miss Saigon? That'd
no.
be great. Get that. I know that you guys didn't stage that, but I mean,
no, we didn't do
wouldn't that.
That
be awesome if you had that? Go get that. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, but the car is pretty great. It's a little red Chevy that we drove that four people sat in, and they kind of rolled out on stage. We put some fans in it to blow the actor's hair back, and we held on to this for years. And then finally we said, you know what, we're never going to use this again.
Right.
So that's really the issue. You kind of look at something and say, is this potential? And a lot of times we use things for rehearsal, so you do want to save certain sizes of things. But, you know, then you get to the point where it's like there's only so much storage that we have.
Yeah.
And other theaters can use it.
Well, that's the idea. One last question about the items that you're giving away. So it's select items. It's first come, first serve, starting at 9 a.m. on Saturday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have to be affiliated with the theater department, you know, a school, a church, or some commercial theater department? Or can anybody get in line for this stuff?
Well, no one's checking any IDs, okay? So, you know, last time there were so many people here, and we're just happy for someone to have it for a good home. The one thing that, I mean, we do, of course, would prefer to give it to theaters, but schools came. Some people from HUD came, and we gave them kitchen cabinets, which was, you know, it was a wonderful place to send that to.
Yeah.
But the one thing the Goodman is asking for is a voluntary donation to Season of Concern, a donation of $10. So, you know, you get a lot for that.
My goodness, that's negligible. I would pay $10 just to watch. Seriously, I'd pay $10 just to see what all the cool stuff is you've got. One last thing about this, and I'll give the address where folks can go for more information after you answer this, and that is, I thought some of those items were built, like a kitchen table or a X or a Y, but it sounds like some of it you purchased. What are we looking at here, purchased or built?
It's a combination. So there's a wonderful table we had for Matchmaker. It's turned, our carpenter turned the legs. It was specifically designed. You know, it's 8 feet long. It's painted white. We're never going to use it again.
No.
So there are many, many things. We have, like, bars. We have a bar from Brigadoon. It's all gold-leafed. It's one. So, you know, that's, again, something specific and something we built. And we can build it again if we ever need to. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay, 9 a.m. the doors open. As long as it lasts, maybe until 1 o'clock or so. This is the Goodman Theater Scene Shop. It's 363 West Pershing Road, 363 West Pershing Road, tomorrow at 9 a.m. And if I need to know anything else, is there a phone number you can give me or an address we should look up?
I can give you the general number of the shop.
Sure.
And I do want to add one thing, is that people get here very early. They bring trucks. And last time, I would say by 9:30, everything was claimed.
I totally believe it. Yeah.
So we shortened it this year to 11 o'clock because everything indeed will be gone by then.
All right, 9 to 11 tomorrow. Yeah. And 312,
243-7295.
Okay, good luck to you and keep up the good work over there at the Goodman.
Okay, thanks so much. Take care.
Alice McGuire is the prop supervisor. I talked to Bob Newhart yesterday. I'm going to play back much of this conversation tomorrow. He's going to be in town next week. Guess what? Bob Newhart sounds great. He has a good Cubs story to tell from last year's World Series. Next.